another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about our top holiday spots in the city, maybe some places we haven't gone, but if you're visiting, where you should go.
All right, so before we do that, we always ask for reviews of the podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts, so you can rate and review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Follow on Spotify. We'd like to see next year, when everyone posts their Spotify wraps, to see the follow-up podcast in your wraps, which would be nice. And then on YouTube, the follow-up podcast, you can subscribe there as well so you don't miss an episode. A little late this week, usually on Mondays. This week, an exception, recording this on Wednesday night. Yeah. But we got a nice Apple Podcasts review that Eden's going to read.
Okay. I've known Noah since we were 17 years old, so watching him have these serious, could be really difficult conversations with his daughter is just so sweet. I love how he clearly values everything she says, and she clearly adores him to pieces.
Aww.
Thanks for sharing this with us. What a fun listen slash watch.
And the title of it is Cutest Father-Daughter Duo. That's lovely. Yeah. So thank you, Hoopin32.
Thank you.
That was really nice. Yes. So leave a review and we can read it on the show.
Yeah.
But if you don't want it read on the show, let us know that in the review.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. Anyway, okay, so things to do in New York City during the holidays. I love being in the city during the holidays.
Yeah.
I love seeing people enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
During the holidays, lots of families. I'm always wondering, is this your first trip here? Is this your only trip of the year? Have you been anticipating this trip? I really do love seeing people, and especially kids, looking up at the big buildings, looking up at the lights, seeing the tree, all of that.
It's something that's like, I feel like it's like, I'm just like.
Whoa. You just said.
I said like.
You just said like five times without actually saying anything.
Zach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me gather my thoughts.
Please do.
I think I take sometimes these buildings, like, or the tree, I just, it's like,
stop like, saying like
for granted a little bit. I see them and I don't think anything of them because I've just,
right.
just been, it's become part of my life.
Right. But
like
I,
when I take a moment to really recognize it, I think about it and I really like realize like how cool it is.
Yeah. How special it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agreed. And so I tell you all the time, cannot take living in the city for granted. At all. Because of all the magic around you. Okay, so without saying like, it's like you're trying to drive me nuts tonight.
It's okay, Dad.
Okay, so tell us something to do in no particular order.
All right. Let's start at the Museum of the City of New York. So we've been to this exhibit, I think we went last year, 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. It's all these people compete, and they have... It's a gingerbread house competition, and it's amazing. They have it's not your typical gingerbread house.
It's not just houses either. It's villages
Villages. I think there was one like the Empire State Building and the Chrysler Building, the New York Skyline. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
And
it's a great.
Other exhibits, all sorts of stuff, but this is spectacular. And you can vote for your favorite one. There's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
So go head down to Times Square, that area, to see the ball, and then,
The ball. So the New Year's Eve ball, something that a lot of folks don't know is that that ball is up all year round. So once it descends down on New Year's Eve, and clock strikes
down,
zero,
and it goes up and down throughout the year so it doesn't get stuck.
Right. But you can see it all year, and it still says 2024 lit up.
Yeah.
And so that it's cool to be able to see that in its glory, in the middle of July. But it's even nicer to see it in the holidays. And then if you go back home or you're watching on TV for New Year's Eve, it's nice to be able to see.
Yeah.
I would not recommend going into Times Square on New Year's Eve. Seems like a nightmare to me. But that's a good way to experience the ball.
And it's really cool. You can say... Oh, I've been there, and I didn't have to, and just to see it, it's very different when it drops.
I didn't have to wait for
8 hours.
Okay, what else?
I don't know if you can still get tickets, but the Rock, if you can, well, you probably can, but the Rockettes, they are awesome. It's an awesome holiday show. I went when I think I was 5.
Okay.
And it's awesome. It's so cool. It's even cooler because they're so famous, but you see what they're like. Yes, they're so famous for the kicks, but you really see now like the whole show and just how it all comes together. It's cool. Really cool.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of famous shows,
The Nutcracker
mm-hmm.
at Lincoln Center. Awesome show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really am not sure if you can still get tickets to that.
Yeah, Nutcracker Ballet is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to add one thing in. So what about Hanukkah on the High Line?
Menorah is called Menorah.
The menorah lighting on the High Line.
It's called Menorah on the High Line.
And it's just the...
Well,
it's every night, right?
No.
Just the first night? It's a awesome celebration.
It's so fun.
And that's... We talked about it last year. That's where you read your essay in front of all those people on the menorah on the High Line. Very cool. That's, very cool. And great donuts, some games.
It's really nice. You gotta eat a jelly donut. They are probably one of the best I've ever
had. All part of Hanukkah, jelly donuts.
All part of Hanukkah.
Okay, what else? Some shopping?
Okay, the Bryant Park Holiday Shops and Winter Village and skating at... This is all at Bryant Park.
Mm-hmm.
Bryant Park Holiday Shops are... So they're these little shops all around Bryant Park.
They're stalls. They're pop-ups.
Little pop-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Take you... It's like in a circle, so you like walk around in a loop.
Yep, that's right next to the New York Public Library, about 40th and 5th.
It's so fun. It's really just like a really cool experience. I keep saying really.
Yes, you do. And you're saying so fun. So what kind of shops do you like there?
They have loads of jewelry shops. The jewelry shops are cool.
They have clothes.
I like the jewelry shops.
Chocolate.
I like the jewelry shops. I love the chocolate shop or the dessert shop because that chocolate shop is always giving out free samples.
Skincare shops. They have... paintings, they have tons of food.
I like this. Actually, we can maybe show them.
What's that?
But I got this star and from the Bryant Park shops last year for Hanukkah, and it lights up. It's a light bulb.
Okay, I'll grab it.
And you click and you like turn it on, and if the light drops, it projects like stars and moons and it lights up the room. It's awesome.
Okay, I'll grab it.
So this is it. Yeah, it's really cool.
And this is called... This was the one that's called Cal Jumps Over the Moon.
Yeah, except there's no cow.
So, and you go ice skating?
Yeah, you can go ice skating.
Bryant Park, yep.
There's time tickets, so you don't have to worry about millions of people.
But it is packed.
It's packed. Here's the thing.
Yes?
I would not recommend skating your first time Bryant Park in... the middle, like right near Christmas. Don't do that.
So Union Square also has holiday shops?
Yeah.
And
not as many, but yeah.
But also something I'd recommend if possible in the city, especially at these shops, because it's so tight, is not to have a stroller if possible. You can carry or walk. It's just so cumbersome
trying to get through with a stroller. If you're going to come to the city and if you need a stroller, totally understandable. A lot of people do.
Well, of course, yeah.
You gotta bring a fold-up stroller.
Definitely not a double-wide stroller.
No.
That is a nightmare in any sort of tourist situation in New York.
Yeah, it's just like the fold-up stroller is best, especially during the holidays. Mm-hmm.
And
if you're going to take public transportation, like the bus, they don't allow you a big stroller.
You have to fold it up.
You gotta fold it.
That's a good point. Also, another transportation thing is to take public transportation... Because driving in the city is a nightmare.
But also,
we've talked about that before.
Taxis and Lyft and Uber, like crazy expensive. Like to get around the city.
Stop saying like.
To get around the city, they're crazy expensive. So
I'm not gonna make it to the holidays if you keep saying like.
It's okay. Hey, Dad.
Speaking of shopping, it's fun to look at Macy's.
Macy's.
And also go inside.
Yeah. Also, like the Saks windows and.
They don't do the light show anymore at Saks, but the windows are still really nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else?
The Brooklyn and Bronx Botanical Gardens.
We have not done this
yet. We have not done this, but they're They apparently have really cool holiday stuff.
Mm-hmm. Lots of different things for kids.
I really can't tell you exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's really cool.
Yeah, lots of different holiday.
It's supposed to be really nice. So.
And also, one more thing, when we're talking about shops, the Grand Central Station has shops, and they have a train show, which is fun for kids as well. And Grand Central Station is also just another nice place to
also
look around.
Here's a fun fact about Grand Central Station. If you go in, it's very cool. So during some year, I don't remember, a bunch of people were smoking Grand Central Station.
Well, no, not just some year.
For a long time.
People would smoke and the trains would emit smoke.
Yes. So the whole, what do you call it?
Like, the roof. The ceiling.
But not the ceiling. Not everywhere. Like, what's that ceiling called?
The ceiling inside Grand Central.
Okay, ceiling where there's all the constellations and stuff like that. So the ceiling was all covered in smoke and soot, all that stuff.
It was black.
It was black, so you couldn't see any of the beautiful designs.
Didn't even know it was there.
Yeah. So finally, some people, painters?
No, the cleaners.
The city cleaned it. Cleaned it all off, and they left one brick. So there's one brick in the
spot.
Oh, it's a spot. Looks like a brick. And it's in the back right corner.
Opposite the Apple store.
Yes. And it's all black, and it's a reminder.
Mm-hmm. So if you're looking, if you're at the Apple store, or if you're standing at the info booth in the middle with your back to the Apple store, look top right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two other things would be, a lot of bars and restaurants are festive.
Yeah.
This one place, Rolf's on 22nd and 2nd, is
festive all year.
But the lines are crazy during the holidays. It is just lights everywhere on the inside. Pete's Tavern on 18th and Irving is also very festive. And that's, I think, the oldest bar in New York, I believe. And then also Lily's on 17th and 5th. It's called Lily's Victorian Establishment. And it's very ornate inside, beautifully decorated. And then for the holidays, it seems even more festive. So after shopping all day, then you'll want to go to one of those places. okay, so that's what to do during the holidays.
Yeah.
If you come to New York.
Even just when you're walking, I guarantee you will find these little places that are really cool for the holidays. Maybe you see them. Maybe it's a little shop. You pop in.
Instead of just focusing, all right, we're going to this destination, on your way, keep your eye open because you never know what will catch your eye.
Yeah.
And you'll find some hidden gems along the way. Mm-hmm. All right. I love you.
Love you.